Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hello. Welcome into week 5 of the Maize and Brew Pick'em podcast. As you can tell, I am not Luke Ghiardi. Luke is out sick today. In his place, you get me. How exciting is that? Not all that exciting, but Luke did send in his picks. I am, of course, team site producer and managing editor, at least for one more day, Anthony Broom. With me is Scotty White and Von Lozon. Let's go through the records really quick. My record is an extremely sorry 15-16-1. So far, Von leading the way, 19-12-1 on the year. Had a 4-4 week last week, but still holding strong up front. Actually, you're tied with Luke at 19-12-1, so you guys are up at the top. And then Scotty is right there behind him, 5-3 last week, 17-14-1. Guys, how's it going today?
Good, man. I don't have any complaints on a Thursday night, although I threw some money on a parlay for the NFL game tonight, so we'll see if I have anything to complain about in a few hours. But other than that, I'm doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing good as well. Finally had a winning week last week. It was nice to not go 4-4. But yeah, I'm feeling good. Ready for the picks.
Yeah, the nice thing about the way we pick, we only pick 8 games, and you're just one good week away from being right back in the thick of it, or you could be in last place like I am after a bad week. So, let's revisit the bit from last week real quick. When my brother Patrick and I were in the car driving to Louisville, Kentucky, Patrick went 5-3. He did as good as you guys did, and he doesn't watch a ton of college football. So that just goes to show knowledge means nothing. And that's not to say he's not a smart guy. He might be listening. He's a very smart guy, but sometimes betting is all about feel.
Patrick's a brilliant man. I mean, he did better than I did. He had one more win than I had. I won 500. He had five. He won 5-3. So, yeah, I mean, if that's all it takes is to just pick off the team's colors and mascots, and in his case, being Catholic is the reason he picked Notre Dame. Sign me up. I got to take some advice from him next time.
Well,
that's for sure.
I mean, the line that we grew up with is we walk by faith and not by sight. So it worked. It worked for him. So how about we get into these picks? Sound good?
Let's do it.
Yes.
All right. Starting off game number one for the week. And these are all out of order. I just put them that way because I'm disorganized and I'm kind of checked out anyways. So game number one, Indiana goes to Penn State. Penn State is a 12.5 point favorite. The pick from Luke Ghiardi, we'll start with him for each of these games. Luke has Indiana at +12.5. He has them covering the 2-score spread. We'll start with Scotty since he went 5-3 last week. Scotty, how are you feeling about this game?
I like Penn State to cover this one. I think they'll win this one by at least 2 touchdowns. So far from what I've seen, they've looked like the most consistent team in the Big Ten. And Indiana kind of seems like maybe last year was kind of a fluke. They're kind of struggling to start out the year. They're going into a hostile environment in Happy Valley. So I'm going to go ahead and give Penn State the cover for this one.
All right, Von, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Penn State too. I like how they've been playing so far this season, undefeated up to this point, one of the top teams in the country. Definitely has one of the better defenses in the country as well. And I don't know. I kind of figured Indiana would have a down year this year, but they've been a little more down than I expected. So I will take Penn State to cover.
I am going to ride with Luke Ghiardi here. Indiana is 1-3 against the spread so far this year. I got a feeling that in a game that probably shouldn't be a close game, given what both teams have done this year, that the Hoosiers will come in and do what they do best, even when they're not winning, scare the piss out of very good football teams on the road. So give me Indiana plus the 12.5 points. All right, moving on now. Cincinnati is a 2.5 point favorite at Notre Dame. I hope I had that right. If not, it's canon now. Luke Ghiardi's pick is Notre Dame covering the 2.5 point spread. We'll start with Von. What do you got in this game?
I'm actually going with Cincinnati. Me and Luke are drastic changes coming this week after these games play out. But I'm going to go with Cincinnati. I I'm not a believer in the Irish this season. It took a whole lot of turnovers and defensive scoring and the kick return touchdown that they had last week to beat Wisconsin. And the score was definitely not an indicator of how that game played out. So I'm going to go with Cincinnati. Notre Dame is bound to drop one at one point, and why not have it be by the hands of Luke Fickell? So let's go Cincinnati.
All right, Scotty, how about you?
I'm gonna go with Notre Dame here. I was kind of surprised that they weren't the favorite. Yeah, Notre Dame hasn't looked great, but kind of going back to that Cincinnati-Indiana game a couple weeks ago, that was a real close game heading into the fourth quarter before Cincinnati kind of pulled away. And so I think they barely had enough juice to kind of get through that one. I just don't see them going in and being able to do that again in a tough road environment. So I'm going to go with Notre Dame to cover here.
All right, I'm going to ride with Vaughn. I like the Bearcats here. Not crazy about even despite what Notre Dame did to Wisconsin last week. And Lord knows, we hope that Wisconsin team shows up on Saturday. I like the Bearcats here. I'm just not a big fan of what the Fighting Irish have done this year, making it the second week in a row where I go against the Irish. So Cincinnati -2.5 is my pick there. Moving on, the game, some people would say the game of the week. Number 8 versus number 2, Arkansas, surprisingly, is undefeated on the season, sitting at the 8th-ranked team in the country, going to Georgia. Georgia's an 18.5-point favorite. Luke Giardi likes the Hogs here. He's got Arkansas covering the 18.5 points. We'll start with Scotty. What do you have here?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Arkansas, too. I was surprised. This is a big spread. I mean, I think Georgia's going to win the game, probably by 2 scores. But I was surprised to see 18.5. You know, Georgia's defense is really what stands out. They have a really good defense, so I think they'll be able to hold Arkansas pretty low scoring, but I don't think they're going to cover 18.5. So give me the Hogs to cover this one.
All right, Vaughn, what do you got?
I'm going to roll with Georgia. They put up like a billion points last week, albeit it was against probably the worst team in the SEC, but they've been rolling. They've been hot, good at the quarterback position, good at the skill positions as well. So I'm going to take Georgia to cover this one and really have it be a two-horse race in the SEC at that point.
Certainly seems like it could be heading that way. I'm going to go with Arkansas only because I have a hunt. Like, I just have this weird feeling that I don't know if either team's going to score enough in this game for someone to win by 18.5 points. So I would expect Georgia to win. I think it might be close until the end. But we'll go with Arkansas, rolling with the Hogs in the 18.5. So game number, wow, we're through 4 already now. I know how Luke feels steering the car here. Northwestern heading to Nebraska. Nebraska is an 11.5-point favorite at home. We'll start with Vaughn. What's your pick here? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say what Luke's was? Luke has Nebraska and the 11.5 points. Now it's Vaughn.
Yeah, me and Luke finally have a similar pick here. I'm going to pick Nebraska too. I liked what I saw out of them last week when they traveled to Michigan State, albeit they completely blew it in that second half. They looked good defensively, although they weren't able to stop Michigan State at the end of the day. But against Northwestern, they're back at home against arguably the worst team in the Big Ten. 11.5 points really isn't a whole lot of points to put up against Northwestern and cover. So I'm going to take Nebraska.
Scotty, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm going with Nebraska as well. Yeah, I mean, Nebraska's got to be the best 2-3 team in college football. I mean, their first game against Illinois was rough. Illinois is not a good team, but close losses to Oklahoma. And yeah, like, they really should have won that game against Michigan State last week. And yeah, like Vaughn said, Northwestern's just not a great football team. Nebraska under the lights at home. I like him to cover this one.
All right, I'm going to go opposite from everyone. This is what I have to do when you're behind in the standings, but I believe this too. I think that Northwestern is going to come into Nebraska. Obviously, a big stage for Nebraska next week. They're going to host Michigan at home in a night game. I think this is a little bit of a trap game for Nebraska. So give me – I know Northwestern's been bad, but again, talking about rock fights, I think this could be another one of those types of games. Give me the Wildcats to come into Lincoln and give them a hell of a scare. Moving on to the next game on our slate here as we jump around college football, Boston College at Clemson. Clemson, of course, coming off of a loss to, was it NC State last week?
Yep.
Okay, I want to make sure I had that right. That's what a good host does. Clemson's a 14.5 point favorite. Luke Iardi's pick, he has Boston College covering the 14.5 points. Scotty, do you agree with him?
Man, this one's tough. I am going to agree with Luke on this one. I'm going to take Boston College plus 14.5. Each week I keep thinking, all right, we're going to see the Clemson that we've been seeing the past few years. They're going to come out and look dominant again. And it just hasn't happened yet. And so I just don't really have the confidence to pick them right now. So I'm going to take Boston College to cover that.
Vaughn, how about you?
No, I'm going to go with Clemson. This night game at home for Clemson, they really need a solid rebound game. And I think Boston College is the perfect team to have a solid rebound game against, albeit Boston College is undefeated up to this point, but haven't really played anybody worthwhile. I'd say Missouri was probably the best team they've played, and it took overtime, I believe, to beat them. So at Clemson night game, they're going to be up against a wall here. So I'm going to take Clemson.
This one's tough for me. I look at this game. Clemson's 2-2. We're not used to that. They're 0-4 against the spread this year. So you feel like they're due, right? I don't see it with this Clemson team. Give me BC to cover that 14.5 point spread. Moving on to going back to the Big Ten, actually. Ohio State is a 15.5 point favorite at Rutgers. Luke Giardi's pick is in. Luke has Rutgers covering the 15.5 point spread. Vaughn, how do you feel about what Luke's pick was there? Agree, disagree?
Man, this, I've been going back and forth all day on this one, if I'm being honest with you. I want to pick Ohio State. I want to pick Rucker. I mean, I'm going back and forth right now about it just because CJ Stroud is expected to play in this game, but Rutgers has just looked really good. They're at home. This is by far going to be the biggest game of the season for them. I'm going to pick Rutgers. I think they have it in them. I don't think they'll win, but I think they'll at least keep it close. 15.5 is a lot of points to cover. So I will go with Rutgers.
Scotty, how you feeling about that?
I'm going to go with Rutgers as well. This one and the Boston College Clemson game have been tough because every week I want to pick Clemson and Ohio State when I see spreads like this against these teams, just because of what we're used to. But I just haven't really seen it out of Ohio State yet this year either. And like Vaughn said, Rutgers has been really impressive. And, you know, Schiano used to coach for Ohio State, so it's just kind of some added juice for that game. So I like Rutgers to cover this one.
I think I'm going to make it a clean sweep. What I'm seeing with Ohio State's defense right now, I don't know how that looks. And I don't think quarterback's really a problem, but Rutgers, as we saw last week, that's a team that's ready to fight and compete and try and win games. Even we saw it last year when Michigan had to go to overtime to settle that game. Wouldn't be surprised if we had something similar again on Saturday where Ohio State escapes, but give me the Scarlet Knights. They're the hot team in the betting world right now. They're another team that's 4-0 against the spread. So we'll go Rutgers here for better or worse. Make the sign of a cross and see what happens. Game number 7 of 8 on our slate this week, Auburn at LSU. LSU is a 3.5 point favorite in Death Valley. Luke likes the Auburn Tigers to cover that number. Scotty, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I like Auburn as well. They almost went into Penn State and got a big win. They kept it close. They hung with them. And I'm not really sold on LSU this year. I don't think they're that good. It's going to be a tough environment. But I just think Auburn's the better team here. So I'm going to go with Auburn to cover.
Vaughn, how about you?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Auburn too. Just haven't really been too impressed with LSU this season, and they beat CMU, so I'm pissed off at them still for doing that. They really screwed us in the spread pick a couple weeks ago, all of us. I'm going to go with Auburn. They finally benched Bo Nix. He's been one of the most overrated quarterbacks the last couple years. I don't know anything about this new kid that they're throwing out there, but he led them to a comeback win last week, albeit it was against an FCS opponent. Give me Auburn, and let's go Tigers.
I'm going to be the contrarian here. I'm going to take LSU just because I don't feel like picking against Coach O this week. I think that would be very mean of me to do. So give me LSU covering the 3.5. Got a weird feeling about that game. Finally, the game we've all been waiting for, the game that we have been dreading. I don't know if dreading is the right word, but it's here. That Michigan's test is here. They're going to go on the road for the first time. They're going to play a Wisconsin team that's 1-2 that, honestly, hasn't looked very good at all, but we still don't know what Michigan is. They played three pretty, some quality non-conference opponents, but nobody that really taught us much of anything. And then last week, obviously struggled against Rutgers. They go to Wisconsin as a 1.5-point underdog as of this posting. Luke has the Badgers covering the 1.5. Vaughn, do you feel the same way?
Unfortunately, I do. I think Wisconsin's going to win. And honestly, if Michigan doesn't get their offense together, it may be another blowout like it's been the last couple of years. Last year at the Big House, going to Madison is never an easy thing to do to get a win there. I don't think they've won at Wisconsin since, what was it, 2001? Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's been a long time regardless. It's a tough environment. And with the offense, with the passing game specifically, really struggling, especially last week against Rutgers, I just don't really feel like this one is going to be in favor of the Wolverines. So, and Wisconsin honestly might have one, if not the best, one of the best defenses in the entire country. So I'll take Wisconsin, and I hope I'm wrong.
Scotty, do you also hope you're wrong?
No, I hope I'm right because I'm going to pick Michigan, and this is tough because like before the Rutgers game, I was feeling really good for Michigan going into this. Wisconsin hasn't looked great. So I was really thinking Michigan was going to win. And I definitely am less confident now after the second half against Rutgers, but still I've only really seen one bad half out of Michigan this year. I think they have what it takes to get back to the way they were playing. I think maybe they went into halftime with a big lead against Rutgers and kind of started looking forward to this one. So I'm thinking that they can get back to the way they were playing. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a close, low scoring game, but I've got Michigan to go into Madison and get the win.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what the play is this week is the under 43.5. I think that's, to me, that's like the mortal lock of the season. I think this is going to be a rock fight. I think this is going to be sloppy. I think both teams' offenses are going to struggle. It's going to be, to me, it's going to be a matter of can Michigan be varied enough in its offensive attack to offset what Wisconsin will do to stop the run. And I can't go out any other way. I got to pick Michigan here. I feel like even if they lose, I think it will be my gut tells me it won't be a blowout. It'll be some gut-wrenching last-minute field goal that sends social media aflame. But give me Michigan. It's been 20 years. If not now, when? This isn't a good Wisconsin team. Graham Mertz has played terrible since the last time these two teams played. I think he leads the nation in interception percentage per pass attempt or something like that. Give me the Wolverines here. I think that's it. Anything else to add about any games you're looking at? Any lines that catch your eye this week?
Now just to add on to Michigan and Wisconsin, you're saying smash the under. I totally agree. On the app right now, you can do like the alternate totals all at under 37.5 is +180. And I honestly might throw some money on that. I'm not even kidding. It's pretty enticing. The weather's not supposed to be great in Wisconsin this weekend, so that might play a factor too. So I might throw some money on that under as soon as we're done recording.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm thinking about this game and I can't really think of a scenario in which either one of these teams gets to 20 points. So yeah, I think that the under for this game is a really good pick as well.
This has the markings of me of a 17-16 game. I can't shake that. So if you're someone looking to bet the under, I think that's the play. But well, I think that more or less does it for us. Scotty, why don't you tell us where we can find you on social media?
I will be on Twitter. You can give me a follow at @ScottyWhite_. First road game of the year too. This is typically when I'm most active on Twitter. So you'll find me there.
Vaughn, how about you, buddy?
You can find me on Twitter @Vaughn_Lozon. I want to shout out Sam Dodge real quick too. Was talking to him earlier today. He's going to be at the Wisconsin game. It's a great environment. Unfortunately I can't go. He was asking if I was going to be there, and obviously not. I'll be here watching from my couch here in Metro Detroit. But shout out to Sam Dodge and all the other Wolverines going to Madison this weekend.
Same, dude. I'll be on my couch as well. You can find me on Twitter, Anthony T. Broom. You can find all of Mason Brew's content at masonbrew.com. And you know, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher. One thing I'll say really quick, this will be the last piece of content you probably find from me on MazeandBrew.com. If you go to the website on Friday morning, this is my last day with SB Nation Vox Media. And after 7.5 years, the ride is over and I leave the site in capable hands, and I'm not going to get too sappy about it here because it's all in the post on the site, but I won't be on for game coverage this weekend. That this is no podcast. This is it for me. So all I want to really say to the listeners out there, the people who have supported us, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. The interactions we've had, anytime I get to start typing or put a microphone in front of my face and express myself, share my opinions, take questions from you, mix it up with you, whether it's here or when we're doing the YouTube stuff in the summer, it's been a genuine pleasure. And I don't want to get sappy here right now. Let's have a party this weekend. Let's finish the week on a high note. Let's have Michigan go get this win at Wisconsin. But and I'm not going far either. I'm not going to reveal what's next for me here. But by early next week, if you're following me on Twitter, Anthony T. Broom, you'll know what I'll be up to. And I'm not going far. In fact, depending on the type of content you consume, I might be closer than ever. So that's my announcement here. Again, check the post on the website. There's a chance this might be up in the evening. I'll just wait to put this up until after that post is up, but check the post there. And like I said, thank you. Thank you so much for everything. And it's Vaughn and Scotty here right now, but when I say this to them, I'm saying this to the entire staff, and I crunched the numbers too. We've had over 103 people with bylines on the site since I have been a part of the team. And every single person is important to me. Every single person has left some sort of mark or some kind of impact on me. And it's been a thrill, and I'm not going anywhere, but I'm not going to be working for Maze and Bruce. So that's it. That's it for me. Thanks to Vaughn. Thanks to Scotty. Shout out to Luke Giardi. You can follow him on Twitter at Luke Giardi. I'll send some good vibes his way as well. And look for me. I'll see you guys online. I'll see you guys in the next spot.